Well, greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week, the State of Israel celebrated their Memorial or Remembrance Day and also their Independence Day. And many world leaders sent them congratulations and well wishes. But we shouldn't get fooled about this outpouring of support, because the reality is that the world has turned more and more against Israel. Now, many nations were never friends of Israel to begin with. Now, this is highly remarkable, because the Bible tells us that in these last days, all nations will actually turn against the state of Israel and Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that the Jews will start sacrifices again in Jerusalem, apparently on the Temple Mount, apparently with the attempt to build a new temple, the third temple. And when that happens, that European nations will intervene militarily to stop that. We also find that attempts will be made to wipe Israel off the map, something you probably have heard recently. Now, if you feel that this is a far-fetched idea, that the Jews would try these days to actually start sacrifices again and build the third temple, now think twice. Listen to this article, which was published by A7, which is a news agency in Israel, on April 13. They said, various Jewish groups in Israel seek to cement the Jewish bonds to the Temple Mount. The Organization for the Renewal of the Temple has initiated a petition or letter to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, urging him to add the Temple Mount to his new list of sites preserved as national heritage sites. The Temple Institute engaged in education, research, and development towards the Holy Temple in accordance with biblical law, recently held its 29th annual Temple Institute Passover Symposium. Issues discussed included, and I quote, will computers be used to keep track of the sacrifices, public and private? Will spiritual or special impurity proof buses be used to transport Passover pilgrims and their paschal or Passover offerings? As I said earlier, the world has been turning against Israel, and sadly, so has the United States of America. Now, let me read to you an article by outspoken former mayor of New York and Democrat, Mr. Koch, Ed Koch. That's what he wrote on April 12th. And listen carefully to his words. He said, the most recent sacking of the old city of Jerusalem, its Jewish quarter, took place under the Jordanians in 1948, in the first war between the Jews and the Arabs, with at least five Muslim states, Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and Iraq, seeking to destroy the Jewish state. He goes back at the beginning of the article saying that, I weep as I witness outrageous verbal attacks on Israel. What makes these verbal assaults and distortions all the more painful is that they are being orchestrated by President Obama. For me, the situation today recalls what occurred in 70 AD, when the Roman Emperor launched a military campaign against the Jewish nation and its ancient capital of Jerusalem. He goes on to say, I weep because my president, Barack Obama, in a few weeks has changed the relationship between the United States of America and Israel from that of closest of allies to one in which there is an absence of trust on both sides. Our closest ally, the one with a special relationship with the United States, has been demeaned and slandered. I believe President Obama's policy is to create a whole new relationship with the Arab states of Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, and Iraq. Now, this is very interesting. In light of the fact that a report was published by the Israel National News on April 18, talking about Libya's leader Gaddafi, the one who is no longer a persona non grata in American eyes, at least insofar as the government is concerned. Listen to this report. The Libyan leader has been campaigning for a one-state solution to be called Isratain, in which the so-called right of return would be implemented for millions of foreign-born Arabs, descendants of those who fled the area during the 1948 War of Independence. The binational state that would be created in Gaddafi's vision would be a democratic, nuclear-free country populated equally by Arabs and Jews, and would not be a Jewish nation. Israel, in its current form, would cease to exist. When you think in terms of a prophecy, which you find in Psalm 83, in verse 4, It talks about Arab nations coming together, conspiring against Israel, and that's their goal. It says, let us cast them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Are we seeing something like that being fulfilled now or in the near future? Also, I'd like to read to you from an article which was published today, April 23, about what Egypt has in mind. It says, Egyptian officials have been attempting to rally support in the United Nations for pressure on Israel over its alleged possession of nuclear arms. This was published by A7. The attempt was revealed by the New York Sun, which obtained copies of a document circulated in Egypt among UN ambassadors. Egypt wishes to see Israel relinquish any nuclear arms in its possession. It wants to create a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, something which, of course, Mr. Gaddafi has been talking about. Egypt also aims to bring pressure to bear by barring sales that could boost Israel's nuclear facilities. If accepted, it would bar the United States, Russia, China, and European states from selling equipment or materials to Israel that could be used in a nuclear facility. Of course, you know, you might say, well, what's wrong with that idea, except they don't mention any other country, including Iran, including Pakistan, which are either nuclear nations or which are becoming nuclear nations. But notice this. The article goes on to say that the IAEA, suggested by Egypt to oversee Israel's nuclear facilities, was headed until recently by Mohammed el-Baradei, an Egyptian who is currently weighing the possibility of running for his country's presidency. El-Baradei recently expressed support for terrorism against Israel, stating that Israel only understands the language of violence. What we are seeing here is a development which will lead to what the Bible prophesies is going to happen very soon. All nations will be assembling against Jerusalem. Let me read to you from Zechariah chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, and also verse 9. And here's God speaking. He says, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all peoples. All who would heave it away will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. In that day the Lord will defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem. It will be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And if you keep reading in the same chapter in Zechariah 12, beginning in verse 10, you read that it is Jesus Christ, the Lord, who is going to return. Notice what it says. And I will pour on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me whom they have pierced. Today most Jews don't do that. Today most Jews don't accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The time will come when it's going to happen. It goes on to say they will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem. They will mourn because they have rejected Christ, but then they will accept him when Jesus Christ comes back to bring an end to the terrible war which is going to happen and going to occur in the Middle East in a few years from now. Let us pray to God that that day when Christ returns will come soon. Thanks very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.